everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 7, entitled Sing Me a Song. It was written by Angela Kang and Corey Reed, who have both worked on The Walking Dead, and directed by Rosemary Rodriguez. It looks like this was her first time on The Walking Dead.
Good job.
Yep. She's worked on The Good Wife, which is like one of the best shows ever, or was one of the best shows ever.
It was all right.
No, I loved The Good Wife. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He was on The Good Wife, like the last season and a little bit of the season before that.
Yeah, you're right.
And he was so good. If you think he's good as Negan, he was so good on The Good Wife. Really, really good. All right. And then Law & Order, Special Victims Unit. She's done some of that. And she's also worked on Jessica Jones on Netflix.
All right, wow.
Yep, very good resume.
Very.
So before we get started, you guys may have noticed, if you listen to our Instant Cast, we did not do an Instant Cast Sunday night. And I will have to take the complete blame for that.
You don't have to. No, don't do it.
I fell asleep on The Walking Dead, which is like the crazy. I was talking to my friend and I was telling her about it. She's like, you fell asleep on The Walking Dead? Like, she knows how much I love The Walking Dead. And I fell asleep. And I was just tired. Our daughter, she turned 10 Sunday. And we just had a long day, just a long weekend in general.
Yeah, her birthday party.
Her birthday party. I had a office Christmas party Saturday night. I was just tired. So I fell asleep. And when we rewatched, I wasn't comfortable doing an instant cast because I didn't know when I fell asleep. I just woke up and it was over. So when we rewatched it, I realized I really only missed like the last 5 minutes, but I still didn't feel comfortable enough talking about it because I just don't even really remember what happened that night. So, but here we are. We apologize. It shouldn't happen again. Only time that ever happens really is like on something of here, not here. I don't think we did an instant cast for that episode, but other than that, we will give warning ahead of time if we don't do an instant cast. Which brings another note before we get started. Make sure you're following us on Facebook and Twitter, because I did post there, I think Monday morning, hey, you guys, we're not doing it. So sorry about that. But hopefully we'll have a good episode and you guys will continue listening. So our apologies. Gary, what did you think of the episode?
I loved it. I mean, this is another great one. We got multiple storylines, which I love every time they do that. We got the Jesus and Carl, the Carl and Negan, the Negan and Negan. He's so into himself.
He really is.
Spencer and Gabriel.
Yeah.
Which, that was an odd scene.
That was very odd.
Yeah, Spencer's an odd person to me.
I don't trust Spencer. And obviously Gabriel don't trust me either. So he's like, get out. I'm getting out of the car. I don't trust you. And if he was driving, right, he probably would have made Spencer get out.
Well, that was so weird, because that's like you're in a car with my best friend and you just start talking about him.
Right.
Like, Gabriel really know Rick.
Although,
that's his guy.
To be fair, just 2 seasons ago in season 5, Gabriel was doing the same thing Spencer's doing.
He was.
Remember, he told Deanna, don't let them come in here.
It's kind of different when Gabriel do it.
Why? Well,
it's kind of different when he did it.
Why?
Because he was a pastor.
I will say, that's some bullshit that Gabriel has on his pastor uniform right now. Like, if you're going on a scavenge hunt or whatever, why would you wear your pastor uniform?
That's protection.
No, it just didn't. It didn't make any sense that he had that on right then
Man,
and there.
No one would have killed a pastor even in a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie gonna kill a pastor. A zombie don't care.
Yeah, but it don't matter what he's wearing. Zombie will kill him. But that's protection from humans.
I like the episode as well. I will say that I think they could have fleshed out a little bit more of the other storylines. It was very heavily Negan and Carl. And then the Rick and Aaron scenes, I'm interested in what's going on there. Michonne, I'm interested in what's going on there. And I didn't feel they gave us enough.
They gave us more than enough of Michonne.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Did I miss a scene? We saw her like twice.
Yeah, they opened it and closed it.
Okay. I want to see where she is with the girl, with the lady.
We know where she is. She's getting drove back to Negan.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I have some things to say, but we'll get to that. So we are going to start our likes, and then we'll do our dislikes, listener letters, and award and prediction. First on our likes, if you notice at the beginning of the episode, when Michonne killed the walkers, you saw her walkie-talkie. And then immediately after that, when Rick and Aaron wake up, you see Rick and he picks up his walkie. And you could tell he's debating on calling Michonne. I don't know, something about that I liked, because remember when the season or when the series first started, he had the walkie and he was trying to communicate with Morgan, trying right. to reach out when him and Morgan left each other. So it kind of brought back memories of that. But then also, I guess now, like 2 years ago, Rick would have been talking on a walkie all day. Hey, Michonne, what's up? You know, but now
right.
he thinks about it like, okay, is it safe to talk? Is this wise to talk? Only talk when needed, because you never know what's going on. I just liked him contemplating on calling her.
Yeah, that was good detail.
Yeah. Jesus cutting open the box in the truck.
Oh, he's petty.
Yeah, you called it petty. I thought it was funny. Actually, in a way, I said it when we were watching the second time. I was like, oh, Jesus is the one that made Carl get caught. Because when the guy picked up the box and dropped the glasses dropped out, that's when he looked over and noticed Carl. So it kind of had a ripple effect.
It didn't. Man, Carl's the reason Carl got caught. Hey, Carl, he didn't really get caught. He ended up where he wanted to be.
Yeah, he was going to come out anyways. Jesus leaving a trail with the syrup. I like that.
Yeah. Let's go back to Jesus' pettiness.
Okay.
We saw last week when he poured out the little wine. What was that, whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
When he poured it out. And now we see he did cut the whole box bottom. I wonder what else he cut while he was in there.
I don't know, because when they first got up to the truck, they're like, oh, man, we didn't package this good, because obviously some other stuff must have spilled out.
Yeah, Jesus was in there cutting up a storm.
Yeah.
Cutting everything.
Might as well.
Cut a little hole in a little rice bag.
It's probably more petty than what the kingdom people did. Are they ever going to show us the kingdom again? Like, ever?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind if they wait to the second half to show us the kingdom. I'm good with what they're giving us now.
All right. Next on the list is Negan when he asked Carl, did you pick that gun because it looks cool? I'm not going to lie to you. You scared the shit out of me. A lot of these quotes here on this list, like, is pretty much stuff Negan said.
Yeah, Negan is a cool character. He knows what to say and when to say it. He's just a funny guy.
Yeah. He's like, I have to admit, you scared the shit out of me. But it was like, dude, why didn't Carl kill him while he was walking? Like, you know, he walked by several people. We've seen plenty of
opportunities.
Yes.
We saw opportunities 2 episodes ago when Negan was standing at the gate by himself. We've seen opportunity when Daryl was in a room with Negan. There's plenty of opportunity to kill Negan.
Right.
But I think Carl was trying to think of the consequences after killing him. Like, can I make it out? If I kill him, how am I going to get these other 7 guys? Or can I guess he's trying to go over a plan in his head.
He should have did that before he got on the car, on the truck, you know?
He should have.
But I don't think Carl thinks he's going to get out. Like, I think he's ready to die.
I don't think so. Because when Carl said, what are you going to do to me? He's not ready to die. He sounded like a scared boy.
Yeah, actually, some of that kind of made a dislikes list, and we can get to it. Next on the likes, Spencer, when he kind of explained it to Rosita, and I think you kind of explained it this way or similar fashion, but he was like, giving this to Negan is like paying our taxes.
Right.
I think you said it to like rent. It's kind of the same as rent or your mortgage.
Pay your rent or mortgage. This is what keeps a roof over your head.
And you don't like it. You don't like paying your taxes.
I don't like it at all.
You know, but you got to do it. I don't know. To me, I remember when the Saviors, or when we first heard about the Saviors at Hilltop, the whole reason why Hilltop people were giving it to him is because they're supposed to be protected. So does the same thing go for Alexandria? Like, does that mean no humans can come and hurt Alexandria because the Savior people are protecting them?
I doubt it. I doubt there's protection anywhere. The only people this is protecting is the Saviors.
Right.
Because as long as they keep that fear, pumping that fear into them, they're not going to attack them. So it may serve different purposes for different groups. Like the Hilltop, yeah, we can protect you. But for Alexandria, yeah, you're doing this so you won't hurt us. This is protecting us from you.
Or so we won't hurt you. Do this or we'll hurt you. It's kind of like...
Well, I'm saying that the only reason they have Alexandria, doing that is because as long as they're out scavenging, they're not going to be going after Negan.
Oh, okay, they're too busy. It's like a distraction, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. Like I say, it's serving different purposes depending on the group. The Hilltop need protection. Alexandria don't need protection. They can protect themselves.
Right.
So why not use this as a distraction? We're going to pump fear in you, and we're going to keep you busy.
When Negan said, "Calm down, woman," to his wife.
That part was funny.
Yeah. But I was like, she wasn't even hype, like, for him to say, "Calm down."
Yeah, she was talking in normal tone.
Yeah, she was talking in normal tone. And she's like, "Don't go easy on her. Calm down, woman." I'm like, whoa. She didn't do nothing.
Yeah, I was like, where'd that come from?
That was funny.
Negan is a funny guy.
And then even next on the list is when Negan repeated the words he said that his wife had said to him, he repeated to Daryl.
Right.
What we talk about when you're not here is none of your business. And you know what? I didn't catch it. You were good. You caught that. Like, when he said it, I didn't even put two and two together that that's exactly what she had said to him.
Right.
But then once you pointed it out, I was like, oh, that is even makes it even more funnier.
Well, you know, once he said it, he looked back at her and smiled.
Okay.
He looked back at her and gave her that look. Like, yeah, I stole it.
Right. I like that. I like Negan, even though for a minute there I thought he was going to die, but then I was like, oh, no, I read that he's going to be in season 8, so I know he can't die yet.
Hold up, is that a spoiler?
I don't think that's a spoiler. It was all over the internet.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh. Okay. So maybe it is a spoiler. Spoiler.
Yeah, it's a spoiler.
I don't think it's a spoiler. It was like everywhere on the internet.
He was going to be my most likely to die.
All right. Okay. Sorry if that's a spoiler. Spencer, when he told Gabriel that the best we can hope for is that he never comes back, I was like, damn, that's cold.
Right.
That was cold. But for some reason, I liked it only because, I don't know, it's just still slowly showing Spencer turning. And then not only that, remember when they first got back to the gate and Rosita, what I call her last time you were making fun of? Rita.
Yeah, Rita.
Rosita, when she was like, so you're just going to give all this to Negan? And he's like, yep, actually, I'm going to do a little bit more. And then he got cut off because the gate opened. The person opened the gate and he's like, oh, he's already here. So I swear he was going to say, maybe it's just in my head, but I swear Spencer was going to say, I'm going to join him or I'm going to tell on you guys, because he was going to say something else.
Right.
So it just kind of goes back to maybe him saying, I'm going to give him Rick, or I don't know. Well, I guess Negan can have Rick if he wanted Rick.
He already has Rick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But I'm getting very interested in Spencer and seeing what they're doing with his character. And I like that they're slowly taking it. It's not going to be just an overnight where, okay, why does he all of a sudden?
I think Rosita hit it on a head when she said, what, you have a van hidden somewhere with stuff already in it?
That was funny. That was very funny. But he had the list. Remember, he showed her the list. And even though it was in Latin, he said he took Latin in class, in school. But we can talk about how he came, why he was even in that forest or whatever. Why was he in the woods in the first place? Because that was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. But I think Rosita's right. He probably already have a stash somewhere. He's been doing this for a while, stealing stuff, hiding it. Or hoarding. That's the word, right?
Hoarding. Hoarding, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Been hoarding for a while.
All right, next, Carl's eye was pretty, pretty gross, but at the same time, pretty cool that they showed it.
Yeah, I didn't care too much for that scene.
Do you think now, moving forward, he's not going to have that eye patch?
I hope he put it back on.
I do, too. It seems like a lot of work if they have to do all that CGI or makeup or whatever they're doing to make the eye look that way.
Right. It's a lot of work on my stomach.
I know.
I didn't appreciate that at all.
When Negan was busting Fat Joe's balls about Lucille, I thought it was funny. Like, he's like, I'm just screwing around with you. It's a baseball bat. It doesn't have a pussy. I don't know. Everything he does is just so funny to me. Like, when he was asking, when Joe brought him the Lucille. Yeah. Yeah. Like, everyone's so tense. It's not really busting their balls if you're the only one that can bust people's balls.
Right.
You know, Fat Joe can't play around with you. Or what would happen to him if he does?
Well, Negan did a lot of ball busting. Like, when Carl got out of the truck, when they finally, I guess, caught Carl, he was like, man, he said, I'm not going to be able to have sex with my wife tonight. He said, well, maybe just one.
Yeah, and looked at Dwight.
Yeah. So I wonder why he's still busting Dwight balls.
Maybe he thinks, like, maybe he is someone that doesn't realize he's an asshole. He thinks he's, like, the funny one in the clique. but really everyone hates him. Like, no, you're not funny. Everyone hates you, dude, you know, because they can't bust his balls back. They can't joke around like that. So
right.
If it's not two-way street, it's not fun. This, like, this was a like, but I kind of still had a little trouble with it only because it still, it kind of goes back and forth with how they're showing this person. But when Dwight was talking to his wife and she's like, you know, whatever makes you sleep or how do you sleep at night? He's like, I don't sleep at night. He's like, you know, and it kind of made you feel bad for him. But it's like, well, Dwight, you're an asshole when no one's even looking. So,
right.
You know, I'm sorry. I can't feel bad for you that you don't sleep at night.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for Dwight. Not at all.
I mean, when he killed his friend, he could have just let his friend go and told Negan, hey, I didn't find him.
Actually, his friend wanted to die. It's kind of like he did his friend a favor.
Well, not if he made him into a walker. You know, no one wants that. I mean, I guess you're dead, but still.
Yeah. You don't know you're a walker.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like you have a conscious choice. You don't have a choice.
But everything he does, we've seen him be an asshole for no reason. And it's like, why? If, you know, if you're having so much trouble sleeping at night, stop being an asshole.
Or just leave. But he's probably scared to leave his wife there.
Well, he did. Him and when their conversation didn't make a lot of sense. You know, he was saying, if we're alive now, you're, because she said, well, when we made this deal, it was only going to affect us. It was only supposed to affect us. And he said, no, if you're alive now, it's because you're standing on somebody else's back. And to me, that's only true really with their group. Alexandria people don't survive by hurting other people. I mean, unless they have to.
Let's not go there.
Who would you say they're hurting, just naturally hurting?
Well, they're not going around just naturally hurting people. But they did start a war with people that had nothing to do with their situation.
That is true.
I mean, no one made them go to the outpost. Negan's group wasn't really being an asshole to them. They was off the radar.
Okay. But in the same way, they were being kind of, you could look at it, they were kind of being the good guys. They were helping them out.
Not really. Do you know the meaning of helping? If they were helping them out, they wouldn't ask for anything in return.
You're right. I was going to say, if they were helping him out, they should have just stayed there.
They were a hitman for hire.
Well, they should have just stayed there until Negan's people returned. And then they would have been like, hey, we're not going to let you be the bully again. And then if a fight broke out, that's a fight that broke out. Rather than going and looking for the fight.
Right. I mean, I'm not judging them because I don't know what I would do in that situation. If I'm running out of food and it's about survival. But let's not act like they're innocent either.
I agree. When Negan said to Olivia, I know all the likes are Negan, but he was big on this episode. But when he said to Olivia, starving you, by practically you mean not really. I died. That was so funny. Like, so funny, because he just knew he was going to say something. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's wrong, blah, blah, blah. But like, I found it very funny when he said that to her.
I thought it was just playing.
I mean, like, all this shit that Negan has done. Kill. Yeah, come on, man. He's like,
now I'm trying to be politically correct.
Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, you can, but nah. If you're going to get mad at Negan for, like, making fun of her, then really, you have to be mad at, like, the whole show, because there's so much other bad stuff that's happening.
Yeah, Negan's a funny character. I know I said it 5-6 times already, but he's a funny guy.
And then I kind of like the scene where, when Carl's giving him a tour of the house, it just skips to, and then like each time Negan's like all happy in the scene, looking right at everything, and then Carl's just kind of like standing there. And it goes to the next scene, Negan's happy, and he's like, and then when he was even on the porch, and he was like, howdy neighbor, the guy that walked by, he's like, we might have a barbecue. Oh my gosh, I love him. I really do. He's so cool.
Well, Zendry is much better than where he lives now. They live in like some kind of factory, some kind of closed down, maybe like the Ford factory.
Right. Even though like his room looked really nice. When he brought Carl to his room, it was really nice.
Yeah.
But of course, Alexandria is more home-like.
Right.
And everything like that. So, yeah, Carl keeps giving him ideas. He's like, yeah, why don't I just kill you and your dad and come live here? And then we know he wants a baby, right? Because the wife was looking and seeing if she's pregnant. Next thing you know, he's raising Judith.
Looks like he want to raise Carl.
Yeah, he does. I swear he does. Yeah.
But this episode remind me of, like, one of your friends. You finally get a friend that you just brag with. You know, you want to show them all your cool stuff. like, hey, watch this right quick. Mm-hmm. It's like now he found that in Carl. Now he has a little sidekick. You know, Carl's the Robin to his Batman.
Right.
Did you catch that? Batman? Lucille? Okay, never mind.
No. Oh, Bat. Yeah, I got it. I'm late.
But yeah, Carl's his little sidekick. And he has that person that, here, let me show you my ladies. Let me show you this.
Yeah, because Carl's see this cool shit yet. Young and impressionable. Right. So everything's going to seem cool to him.
So I think it makes Negan feel good to have someone to show it to, someone to share with.
Right. Because he can't go to Dwight and be like, look what I got. Dwight's a grown man. He's going to start getting jealous if he's not already.
Well, he already fucked Dwight up.
Right.
You can't just burn somebody's face. Also, I call bullshit on that.
The burning of the face?
Right, because didn't he say Lucille did that to Dwight's face?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I thought the episode when Dwight was with Daryl, he was like, yeah, you know, I forgave Dwight, but Lucille didn't. So I was thinking Lucille, you know, he didn't.
No, how would Lucille burn Dwight's face?
Well, I thought it was maybe just, you know, barbed wire. I thought it was like just scraped up and everything real bad to the skin, just kind of grew back deformed. I mean, it looked like a burn.
Yeah. No, I don't mean, if he did say, I don't recall that. Any more likes?
Yeah, I like Sherry's relationship with Negan. She seems like she's the only one not scared of him. It's like she's not scared to talk shit.
Right. For a minute there, when he was like, when she's like, you're an asshole, and he's like, yeah, but you like it or something. She's a really good actress. Because remember when we were watching, I was like, I think she kind of does like him. But then when he turns away, you know, when he leaves, she hurries up and takes a sip of alcohol as if like, ugh, that's over, you know?
Right.
But maybe part of her is sick because she does like him.
Maybe.
Like, she doesn't want to. He's that bad boy that she doesn't want to like, but she kind of does.
Right.
Because when she was looking at him, like, it kind of looked like she liked him, but you never know.
All right, now on to our dislikes.
First up is Spencer going into the woods. It seemed very random because Gabriel, remember, told him to stop the car, and then Gabriel gets out of the car, and then instead of driving on to wherever they were going to go, Spencer just gets out, runs to the woods, and it was like, that was so weird.
That was. Like, where are you going?
Yeah. And then to find that guy, it was just, all of it was so weird.
Yeah, because it was a random stop. He didn't stop because we're here. He stopped because Gabriel said, here, let me out right here. So by him getting out of the car and running, and I guess getting to his destination, like he was supposed to stop right there, I think that was like a glitch in the Matrix. The writers just had a brain fart while they was doing the scene.
It was very weird. All right, so Carl, I don't know what to make of Carl this week, but he made my dislikes list. Like, his emotions were all over the place. And granted, even Negan says, hey, you know, I forget you're just a kid. But like, 1 minute, Carl's like, badass, I want to kill I'm going to kill Negan, I don't care about the rest of you, he killed my friends and family. And then the next minute, he's sitting there crying because Negan's making fun of his eye. And it's like, dude, we saw you almost get your arm cut off and you didn't cry. Now, right. Now you're crying because someone made fun of your eye? Like, it was just so weird. And then he's mad at Negan. And then he's like threatening me. And it's like, Carl, your emotions are all over. Are you going to kill me? Why haven't you killed me? Or jump out the window and save me some time. Like, what is it? You're mad, sad, happy, glad. He was all over the place.
He was.
I just didn't understand him this episode.
I think Negan impressed him.
And then, like, him walking around with Negan and just, like, what the heck? I don't know. I just did not get it. I just did not get Carl. And maybe they're going to say, oh, well, he's just a kid, you know. He easily was able to be manipulated. But it's like, we've seen Carl do some real disrespectful, crazy shit.
I think deep down inside, Carl sort of liked what he's seen. Everything that Negan was showing him, people taking the need to respect, I think Carl loved that. Negan showing him all his women. I know Carl loved that. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah, because even later on, he's like, all those women are really your wives?
Yeah. I'd probably say the same thing if Negan showed me. Right. I'm like, hey, Negan, all those women are yours? Just you by yourself? Right. I mean, that's some cool shit. I mean, except the one that was crying. That was like a joy kill. <You're wrong. laughs>
All right, Negan burning Mark's face, who's like, I'm guessing, the boyfriend or ex-husband of the lady who was crying. I didn't like that. I actually had to look away the second time. It was too gross.
Yeah, it was. It was. And I don't think it was for what Negan said it was for. I think it was more of, you want to be with your man so bad, but look what I'm about to do to him. I think Negan wanted to show that he was an alpha male.
Now, I will say that couple was dumb for, one, why would you miss something that you know you were supposed to do? And then, two, why sneak around? You know what Negan's about. Like, I don't know. If you're going to be in that world and you accepted that as your world, then to me, yes, you should follow the rules. I'm not saying the rules are right, but I was kind of shocked that they were willing to break the rules.
I was shocked Sherry snitched on him.
Yeah, even though, like, Edie and Dwight said, oh, you snitched. She's like, no, it was not like that. He's like, whatever makes you sleep at night. Like, you did snitch, Sherry.
Yeah, you snitched.
Next on the dislikes list, excuse me, is the walker that Spencer, like, made come down the tree or whatever, fall down from the tree.
Yeah.
Either they didn't show us Spencer putting that walker out, or literally they had that walker die from the tree fall. Like... You know, it showed him fall, cut two, he's turned the walker over.
But you said this last week. You said that the Walking Dead don't care anymore.
They don't.
It's not even about the walkers anymore. I mean, you could punch a walker in the stomach and they die now.
Yeah.
I mean, they just abandoned all the walker rules.
I'm like, okay.
There's new walker rules now. It's not even about the walker. It's about the people now.
It is, but still, you got to be consistent here.
I mean, one episode, I saw somebody bitch slap a walker. And a walker just died.
Whatever.
Walker didn't get back up. I'm like, damn.
Rosita being mean to Eugene, even though later on she, like, apologizes for it, which I'm so glad Eugene did not accept her apology. But then she has the nerve to ask for a favor. She's like, you know, she cussed him out real quick, called him a coward and every other name in the book, and then was like, but I need you to make this
bullet
for me. And I just didn't like that. Rosita, it's like, Eugene, you've known him pretty much for the longest now. Don't be an asshole to him. You know how he is.
But Rosita, I think she had it worse than anyone through the zombie apocalypse.
How? How does she have it worse than anyone?
I mean, if your man leave you during the zombie apocalypse, it's not that many women around. And you get left.
Yeah, but who cares?
But then again, she should be happy. Because he died right if he left her.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. That's not the worst thing that's happened. If anything, I don't know, people who've lost, like Michonne, who's lost an actual child, you know, to me, that's worse.
But I'm saying Rosita is so recent.
Carol, who lost a child.
But Rosita is still recent. I think Carol had her time to mourn. And they showed her through that whole process. But Rosita, I mean, this is like a couple of episodes ago.
Yeah, but I don't think you losing a child is something that you'll ever get over.
No, I'm not saying she got over it. I'm saying that they show her mourning process. They showed her mourn.
Yeah, but Rosita, I mean, people break up and leave people every day. That's nothing new.
That is, not during the zombie apocalypse. That is something new.
I don't know. To me, she definitely doesn't have it worse.
I'm just saying, you know, she's been getting a lot of shit lately. So I think she's in her feelings. And then he told her the only reason he was with her because he thought she was the only woman in the world.
No, that was fucked up.
That was fucked up. She had to live with that.
All right, next on this like list, Jesus on top of the truck. I was like, okay, we know we called Jesus a ninja before, but seriously, what the fuck was he doing on top of that truck?
You know what? I actually liked that scene.
You did?
The only thing I didn't like about it was him peeking from over it.
No, okay. I didn't like him on top of the truck. And then Daryl staring up so obviously. Because right. Then it cut to, after Daryl stares up, it cuts to Negan. And I thought Negan would see that Daryl was looking up at something in his rear view. Because Negan's head was like all out the window.
Yeah.
And then it cuts back to the truck. And now he's gone. So you're telling me he jumped in that little area and still didn't make enough jump, you know, like a boom, inside the truck to where Carl and Negan could have heard?
I think he's still on top.
And then now think about it. Who was driving that truck? Was Carl driving? Because Negan was in the passenger side, remember?
Yeah, and it was only Negan and Carl.
So Carl drove back.
Maybe Jesus was driving.
Okay.
No, Jesus is a ninja.
I didn't like that part. And it's like, to me, if Jesus, okay, so Jesus, you drove back in the truck with him. How is it that Carl and Jesus had all this time to do the tour? They're sitting on the porch. Jesus, you're a ninja. Why haven't you killed him yet?
I don't think Negan came or went by himself. I think there was somebody, maybe he had bodyguards with him. Maybe they're still in the truck. And Jesus don't want to jump out too soon, because what if he jump out and don't kill Negan? Now they know the hilltop and Alexandria are together. Or have some type of communication.
Right, okay.
I think Jesus has to do it smart. Just lay low, sneak around, and if something pop off, he's right there.
Okay.
Or when he get that opportunity, which probably right now he has that opportunity.
It's very well possible that Negan did not go by himself, because when Spencer and them came back, it looked like a couple of trucks were lined up. You know, when they first opened the gate?
Right.
A couple of trucks were lined up. Because I was thinking, like, who in the hell opened the gate and let Carl and them in? It never showed, but I'm guessing they had no choice. And now that Rick knows, well, I guess he's going to stay there with Rick until Rick gets back.
Yeah.
But he's going to make Carl come back with him, which I just can't see Rick allowing.
I don't think Rick should allow him to go back. Just period. Not Negan. Carl, but Negan.
Yeah, he should just bring the war. But now Michonne is gone.
And that was going to be my next question, too. Hold up. Do you have any more dislikes?
Yes, one more, and actually has to do with Michonne. What would Michonne do if there was more than one person in that car? When that lady came and she was planning and was like, okay, well, what if there were two people? What was your plan?
Probably just take one of them out.
Okay.
She didn't just jump out of nowhere. I mean, the lady had time to get back in the car. Michonne, she played it correctly. She played it right. She waited. What was funny to me is how she put the knife to her head. You know, like it was a gun or something.
Right.
That was the crazy part.
Yeah.
But I think Michonne knew what she was doing.
I thought it was crazy the lady got out of her truck in the first place. Like, you see all these walkers dead in a pile. Ding, ding, ding. They didn't just die in a pile on their own.
Right.
Why did you even get out of your car? I don't care. It might be a setup for years ago. But I wouldn't have got out. I would have been like, oh, shit, setup. Let me drive back. Let me back up out of here. Not get out of my car, raise my gun, and be suspicious. If you're suspicious enough to raise your gun, don't even get out.
You're right.
Not that I'm voting for the lady, you know, for the saviors.
Yeah, but you just don't like stupidity.
Yeah. One last dislike, and maybe you correct me, but earlier, I think it was this episode, Spencer once again said something like the saviors. And I'm like, have they used the term saviors in front of Alexandria's people to know that that's what they're called? Like, how does Spencer know that they're called saviors?
I don't know. Maybe he's a double agent.
I think he is.
Like you and Tiffany have been saying. So since those are all your dislikes, now I have a question for you. Well, a couple of questions. All
right.
What do you think is going to happen when Michonne get back there and no one else is there, Negan's still at Alexandria?
She's probably going to become a hostage.
So it seems like no one is planning this out. Everyone want to go rogue, through their own little solo James Bond type thing. But like Carl, when Jesus jumped out of the truck, Carl just waved at him.
Oh, I love that. I like that. When Carl was like, show me first. And then Jesus, because Jesus don't know Carl. And he jumped out first. And that's when Jesus like, damn it, show me first. Yeah, like, you know.
Right.
I would say this is why they need to get, like, when they had that town hall meeting or whatever. And Rick was like, when they were looking for those two guns, everyone should have spoke up and like, okay, we are the ones that aren't going to follow Negan's rules. We're going rogue. If we die, we die. And the people that are going to follow Negan's rules, they stay behind. But at least everyone kind of has an idea of what's going on, rather than everyone being rogue.
Right. But maybe they're going rogue because if they get caught, they don't want to say the group knew about it.
Right. I mean, that's true.
Like, it was all my idea. Like, they're trying to kill Negan, but they're still trying to protect the group. But still, there has to be some kind of plan there. Like, what are people going to think when Michonne pull up to the spot with a knife or a sword?
Yeah.
You know, stuck to the girl's head.
Well, she's probably going to take that girl's gun, kill her.
So people are not going to notice that this is Michonne or it's someone they don't recognize?
Maybe Michonne will rescue Daryl. Because remember, someone did give Daryl that key. I don't know if that's a real or if this is a trick again. But someone gave Daryl that key.
Right.
So if Daryl uses it, it's not a trick. I think it's Sherry that gave it to him.
Maybe.
I think.
It could be.
So we'll see. I think next week is going to be like the mid-season finale, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, I know you've been saying for a couple of episodes now that Negan's going to steal Judith. Mm-hmm. And I've been calling bullshit and just thinking that you were crazy. And now it just seems like he's going to steal Judith.
He was instantly in love with Judith. You could tell. I mean, and who knows? He might be Judith's father.
You're going too far now.
Nah. Okay, but I think if he's going to steal Judith, you can't wait until Rick gets there. Rick is not letting you walk out with Judith. There's a small chance he may let you walk out with Carl, but you are definitely not walking out with that baby.
Yeah, Carl's a grown man now.
Carl's, yeah, you know, after the age of 10 in the apocalypse, yeah, you're grown.
He's grown.
So you may be able to walk out with Carl, but definitely not Judith. So if Negan doesn't want to get killed or a war to start, like, literally right when Rick gets back, when Rick sees you touching that baby, it's done.
Right. But you know what my father used to say when I did stupid shit like Carl? Hmm. Oh, you think you grown, don't you? Oh, you must do. You did it.
Oh, you grown does, now. You Carl grown. Does think he's grown until he needs help. You know, Carl... Carl's just a typical kid, I guess you can say.
Yeah. All right, now one scene, it looked like Dwight was doing signals. When he walked in the room with Daryl, if you looked at his hand, he kept grabbing Daryl's back of his shirt some type of way, like he's giving signals. So I wonder, is that going to come back up later?
I don't know. I think that's a stretch right there. You know, I tap one toe one time, I tap it twice.
But it was just weird, because... if you're going to walk in somewhere, you know, have somebody, I guess, jacked up by their shirt, mm-hmm, you're not going to just take your hand, loosen your hand, tighten it back up, loosen it, tighten it back up, and you know, do all kind of crazy stuff with your hand. And I don't think they would have focused on it if it wasn't nothing.
Maybe. I think he was doing that because he was pissed off. You know, he was probably like, ugh, like relieving stress from seeing his wife kiss Negan.
All right. Could be. I think it's more, though. But you might be right. So the last thing I have to say before we wrap it up is him making Carl sing. That was just some weird shit.
That was.
Just sing to me. In fact, that's the title.
Oh, yeah. Sing me a song. Yeah, I need to put it two together. I thought it was weird that Carl was, once again, that was part of the dislikes, his emotions. Like, you're crying because he's making me sing to him right now? You know, where it's like, dude, I saw you about to get your arm cut off. Like, I can never go back to that, you know?
I saw him kill a boy for no reason.
I saw you kill a boy for no absolute reason. I was just watching season 3 earlier. Shot him down. So, it's like, why are you crying because you're singing Miss, you know, Sunshine or whatever?
First of all, I just call bullshit on that song.
I do too. Like, come on, you guys. Think of anything else? That's the song that came to his head.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. But the more and more I watch this show and watch Negan's group, I think of the movie Book of Eli. You know how they tried to rule with the Bible? Like everyone wanted to get their hand on the Bible so they could rule the area or rule over their people.
Right.
And it seems like Negan, he's not using the Bible per se, but it seems like he's using like just crazy rules to keep his people in line.
Yeah, because he always goes, oh, I don't want to, but I have to.
Right.
Hopefully this is the last time I have to, you know, put an iron to someone's face. Like, you should have never, whoever would have thought of doing something right. Like that.
And just the way they're living, period. I mean, it just reminds me of the Book of Eli.
And then, like, I don't know how he convinced all these people to kneel to him. To me, it's more, like, cult-like, if anything.
It is.
You know, these people are clapping their hands and screaming for shout because he tells them they're going to get vegetables for dinner without using points.
Right. Who claps for vegetables?
Yeah, well, not only who claps for vegetables, but like Negan, are you on a point system? Like, who are you paying back?
Yeah. You know what? Shout out to Negan. Shout out to Negan for getting people to eat their vegetables.
That is what's up.
Yeah, he's a real MVP. All right, now on to list of letters.
All right. We have an email from Tiffany. The most nerve-wracking scene ever in The Walking Dead. Negan holding Judith and giving her a kiss at the end.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Gave her a kiss?
Yeah, that was like how it ended. He's like, oh, I could just eat you. He was almost like, oh, I could just eat you up. I never thought he would hurt her.
Nigga was doing a lot of borderline pedophile type shit this episode. I don't know. It was just weirding me out. Just how close he was to Carl, how close he was to Judith, just sitting her on his lap. I don't know. I mean, I know that's not what they were going for, but it just creeped me out. It's just every time I seen him do. But anyway, go ahead.
I thought he liked baby Judith. Now I'm going to be worried about the mattresses, Judith. Worried about the mattresses and Judith. You know I love this episode because my boy Carl just couldn't hold back his anger. On a side note, what does it say about me that I identify with a 13-year-old boy with a very fuzzy sense of morals?
Right.
There are only two things I really didn't like about this episode. The first one is when Carl takes out a few of the saviors, but doesn't keep his finger on the trigger when Negan turns the corner. Like, this is what you came here to do. You knew it was a suicide mission. Do it. But I have to say, I really did enjoy Carl going back and forth between little boy and angry man, because that's how he would be. In Alexandria, no one would make fun of his eye because they would feel bad and would be so glad he's alive. I like how Carl would randomly get ghetto on Negan, like, why the hell not? Or jump out the window and spare us.
Right.
See, Tiffany and I are on different pages because
you didn't like that part.
I didn't like that he was, you know, up and down with his emotions. But at the same time, yeah, he is a kid. I would say this is also the first episode where I actually felt that love to hate him feeling for Negan. I was very mad that he kept making me giggle randomly. Like when he said, I like your disgusting rat ass, badass eye. The second thing I don't like, let's talk about Amber refusing to do manual labor and getting Mark's face burned off.
Right.
Wait, what do you mean by Amanda not wanting to do manual labor? Oh, by when he said you can go back and do manual labor. But you know what? When he said that and she was like, no, I didn't take it as that she wasn't willing to. I took it as that she knew this was a trick. And if she said, yeah, I'll go back, you know, he might do something to her and Mark.
And her mother,
yeah. That's what I took it as.
But I think she just knew the job. It wasn't going to be no laid-back job. He wasn't going to give her a security detail in the front, you know, where she's just going to sit back with her legs up until somebody come.
Right.
She's probably going to have her cleaning toilets or something. And she know how nasty those saviors are.
Like, if it's your boo, I will shove up some pig slop. Then me and my boo will be running through the woods later that night, Django style. Right. Because apparently these people don't know how to run away. But just giving your vagine away to someone else and getting your boo's face burned off? Come on, man.
Give you a what away?
Well, she has vagine and she says, Nicole, it's pronounced like regine. So vagine from Living Single. So she means vagina.
Oh, okay. Look, I'm still looking at a puzzle look. Like, like what? All right.
Yes. What do y'all think about Dwight's wife? I think she might be kind of into Negan, but slightly ashamed she's into Negan, you know? Like, she really talks to him like a wife, and he responds.
Right.
And the way he's always needling Dwight, he might have serious feelings for Sherry. That's her name, right? Just came to me. Thoughts.
Well, you said that already, that that she's more into him than
She's pretending to be. She looks like it. When they were that close, I could tell the look, and she's probably ashamed. She doesn't want to be into him, but after so much time, you know, I'm pretty sure even Hitler probably had a wife that loved him somehow, you know?
Right.
Every evil person has a person that loves them somehow, some way. So I think she's starting to have feelings for him, and she feels bad for several reasons. Because one, she knows he's an asshole. But two, her husband, who she did really love, is still there. But she feels she's safe with him. Or I mean, not safe like, oh, he protects me, but she knows that she's not going to be hurt. She's not going to get hurt.
You're right. And that's what I was thinking about the other lady. When her husband got his face burnt, It's like she saw who the alpha male was at that point. And I think Sherry feels the same way. Like, yeah, I can't go back to Dwight, but Dwight is following this guy.
Right.
Which, if she really loved her husband, I don't know. I don't think they should have went back in the first place.
They should have never. They should have never. Which they kind of hinted at when was it this episode when Dwight and his wife were talking at the end? They said something, and I forgot what they said. He's after they said, it was when he was like, she's like, you better go before someone sees us. And then he's like, well, we're not doing anything. She's like, yeah, you're right. We're not doing anything. And I take that as not doing anything sexually or anything that would upset Negan. It means we're not doing anything. We're not helping anyone out. We're not doing what we would consider our morals, our values to be normally. Like, we're just sitting back and watching this crazy shit happen.
Okay.
That's what I took it as. Which is maybe, I don't know if I can remember, that scene came before Daryl got the key. I think it was. So maybe that's them doing something now. Because what they're doing, remember how she said, what we're supposed to do, this deal, is not supposed to affect the other people. So that conversation, I have a feeling if it wasn't Sherry, it had to be Dwight. One of them gave that key to Daryl.
And that's what I was getting at when I said maybe it wasn't Sherry. Because it could have been Dwight.
Yeah. Even though Walking Dead has a history of making a character seem super horrible and then trying to redeem him at the end. I'll use Merle, for example. And to me, it's not always successful.
Probably with Jesus.
Oh. Man, if it's Jesus, like, how in the hell you knew that's where, you know, Daryl was?
Man.
And then, if that's the case, why don't you just open the door for him?
Yo, Jesus don't work like that.
Actually, whoever had that key, why didn't you open the door for him?
Jesus don't work like that.
What do you mean?
he not gonna do it for you. You know, he only do things for people to help themselves. That's the Jesus way.
All right.
He's gonna give you the material to go out and do it.
So the first time Negan came to Alexandria, I was very surprised that he wouldn't kick the Alexandrians out and live there. Because no matter how nice your power plant is, it doesn't beat a house with running water, electricity, and working stoves and shit. I thought it was hilarious when they were playing Sunny Music and do this montage of Negan touring Rick's house with Carl staring angry daggers at Negan while the music plays.
Yeah.
We like that scene.
It was a good scene.
Everyone in Alexandria was acting all shocked and appalled at Rick when he first got there. But now they got a load of Negan. I think it's making the Alexandrians realize he was right and maybe they are growing some balls. Like Olivia slapping Negan.
Yeah, he deserved that slap. It was bold. I was surprised he did it.
I was too. I loved it when he was like, that makes me want you 50% more. I thought that was funny. And actually, speaking of Rick and everything, once again, Spencer is very, very bold as far as his hate for Rick. Because when he's at something to Rosita, he's like, yeah, when she's like, yo, didn't give all this food to Negan. And she's like, oh, well, that's what your leader wants, Rick. That's what he wants us to do. You know, give the food to him. So, yeah. So, and I think that's when he was like, oh, actually better. Yeah, I'm going to do more or whatever. But I don't know. It just goes back to Spencer's up to something. He's really trying to make Rick sound like the bad guy. He's like putting it in anyone's ear that will listen.
Which, that's very dangerous. You can't just go around people. You can't go around that clique just talking mad shit about them.
Right.
They don't work like that.
She has Ain't Fair and Shit, Carl, Olivia, Rosita, and Father G.
Right.
How could I forget? Even Father G wanted to lay a pimp hand on Spencer, douche, and then was like, now stop the car and when you pull your shit together, we can talk again. I'll be at the church. Which I'm pretty sure my grandmother said to me at several points in my life, minus the word shit. Next to die, Spencer, Rosita, maybe Jesus, and or Dwight. So my theory is Negan has zoomed in on Rick and company because they are more like family and he wants a family. In lieu of family, he'll take a dictatorship, but he wants Carl, he wants Judith, he wants the relationship the group has with Rick and they have with him. Remember, he tried to get Sherry pregnant and he's all, don't cheat on me, wife. Peace out, yo. Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thanks, Tiffany.
It made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
With a lot of that.
Yeah, especially with, like, him wanting what Rick has. Like, that family. Who knows what Negan's backstory is? So, like, that, you know, Alexandria looks like that perfect white picket house, you know.
Right.
Have his wives there. It could be, like, Big House, Big Love. He could have several houses. All his wives have their own house. I mean, he's probably thinking lots of things right now. And you know what? If I was Ricking them and he said, leave, and we'll, if you leave Alexandria and give us Alexandria and we won't mess with you, I would take the deal.
That's easier said than done.
Just go to the hilltop. Actually, just leave.
I'm saying that Negan has the hilltop. You can't trust anybody in a zombie apocalypse. He could tell them, like, just give us this and we're not going to mess with you. But chances are, as soon as you turn your back, he's going to shoot you in it.
Yeah, there's a possibility.
Negan already know that Rick and company, they're dangerous. Once he let his hold off of them, they're going to kill him.
No, you're right. All right. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thanks, Tiffany.
We have an email from Lisa. Hi, Gary, Nicole. I'm having withdrawals right now. This was an excellent episode. I woke up looking for an instant cast the next morning. So
we're sorry.
We deeply apologize. I was worried for Carl. Negan doesn't have his head wrapped too tight. Every time he had Carl alone, it got a little weird. He was a little too touchy-touchy and way too close to Carl.
That's what I said. When I said he gave me pedophile vibes, you looked at me like I was crazy.
I did. Like, right now when Gary was saying that, I was like, why is he saying that? Like, I didn't get that.
It was just creepy how close he was and how touchy-touchy, filly-filly he was on Carl. It was crazy. When he brought Carl
okay, you know what? It did come to mind one time. It did when he was in the room with his wives, and he, like, his hand went down. I didn't know what was happening, and then he picked it up and put Carl's hand in the bottle. I thought some weird shit was about to happen there, and then I said, Nicole, you're mine. Like, why did you think that? So that's the only time I thought it. I thought some weird shit was about to happen there, but once nothing happened there, I guess the thoughts never came back.
Yeah, it was just, I just got those feelings, mm-hmm. But I'm glad I'm not alone.
Okay. Michonne is going to have Negan's head on the end of her sword. When she held the lady hostage at sword point, I died and came back. She's big mad about sleeping on the floor now. Michonne is going to let it go. And then the mattresses was her last, it was like her last drink. It was like, nope, 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 nope.
She's big mad about sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, big mad about sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, it's like she snapped when she saw the mattresses. That's crazy.
Ain't fearing shit has to go to Sherry. She talks Negan like he ain't shit, but really, he ain't shit. Most likely to die is me if you guys don't stop playing with the instant cast. Can't wait for the podcast, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa. And it shouldn't happen. We'll definitely have an instant cast next Sunday.
We will.
All right. Yeah, that was a good one. I like what she said, especially now that she brought up a little touchy-touchy like you did. I haven't looked at any forums because I didn't know what I missed on the episode, but I got to see what other people said. If anyone else thought that as well.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people thought that because, I mean, it just made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. When he put the bottle in his hand, because his, like, their hands were away from the screen for a minute and it went down. I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to do this right in front of everyone. Like, I freaked out for a minute, and then he put his hand on his like bottle, beer bottle or whatever. And then I was like, oh, I'm like, Nicole, you're tripping. So, yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for writing in. We appreciate it. We'd love to hear from as many people as possible next week. It's the mid-season finale. So, oh, not the mid-season, but
yeah,
mid-season finale. So we'd love to hear from you guys. Dead@theverdictsin.com, on Twitter @theverdictsin, or facebook.com/verdictsin. And then, of course, check out our website where you can see all of our other podcasts, theverdictsin.com. And make sure you leave us a review and rating on iTunes. That really helps us out. There's probably like 50 million Walking Dead podcasts out there.
There is.
And we're pretty small compared to some of the big ones. So definitely leave us a review.
We're tiny.
Tiny compared to them. So leave us a review. Get us up there on that list so we can be higher up there. And, you know, more people will be able to notice us. All right. So I ain't fearing shit. Gary, who do you got?
I have to give I ain't fearing shit to Carl. Carl didn't have a plan. He just went in there just with a wish and hopes to find Negan. And that's some bullshit. It may have been stupid, but it takes a brave man to do that.
Yeah, and we've talked before in the past about there's a thin line between stupidity and, you know, not being brave and not fearing shit. I almost feel like I don't have an I ain't fearing shit this week. I think of all the characters and, I don't know, like Gabriel getting out of the car, like, why are you getting out of the car? You could die. Like, you should have just stayed with Spencer.
You should have just put Spencer out of the car.
Yeah. Or then Rick and Aaron. I don't know. That was kind of fearing shit. There was, like, so many little warning signs. Which, okay, before we get to it, I kind of call bullshit on all those walkers. When they're like, if you're still reading the sign, you know, I must be dead. And then we go to the back and he must be dead. And then they're like, oh, wow, he's killed so many people. Isn't that what they were saying about the walkers in the water?
Maybe.
But it was like, why were you killing people to let them turn into walkers? Like, why didn't you shoot these people? Like, even if you shot them, why didn't you finish them in the head? Why would you have walkers in your backyard? Unless I misunderstood that scene. But I thought all those walkers in the wall were from the previous owner that left that sign saying, look at all these people I've killed before you. They came to my house. Boom, I killed them. Now they're walkers. So I didn't like that. Like, why didn't you kill them? So I ain't fearing shit for me.
You know how to force it.
I really don't have anyone.
Well, let's just go to most likely to die.
Okay. Most likely to die.
You could be like Tiffany, kill everybody.
Everybody. I'm going to say Dwight. His watch has ended. I'm going to say Dwight. He's gone.
Okay. Maybe.
Who do you got?
I have Daryl. I think this is another test. They have Daryl come out. They may be waiting for him. Or he's going to die trying to protect someone. You know, Daryl's a good guy. Daryl's always trying to protect someone. When he leave, he want to take people with him. He might go get Sherry. He want to take Sherry with him. Sherry might be the one to kill him.
Yeah, because he was about to say something to Sherry this episode. And then Dwight took him. All right. That's a good one. So you have Daryl. I have Dwight. All right, so we shall see. Well, as always, we appreciate you guys listening. It really means a lot to us. We have a lot of fun doing The Walking Dead, so it'll be a little bittersweet time off, but...
Yeah, it will.
Do we have anything working while that show's off?
No, we don't.
We don't.
No, we don't.
You know what we should do? I don't know if anyone's been watching Black Mirror. We just found out about Black Mirror, a month ago? That show is so good.
Oh, it's great.
It's on Netflix. So good. Like, every episode's like mindfuck for real.
Yeah.
So maybe skip the first episode if you're unsure about it, and then go back to the first episode. But yeah, that's a Netflix series. Yeah,
start with the second episode.
Yeah, it's a good show. All right. Well, thank you guys. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.